Welcome to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Thanks for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the beautiful Comox Valley.
All right. Well, here we are back again in studio. Survived another long summer.
Yeah.
Warm, beautiful summer, actually.
Fantastic summer.
And now we're heading into fall, and we've been able to, luckily, bring in my good friend, my former sous chef, but now the chef of Bee's Knees Catering, Paul DeRitter. So thanks for coming in to talk to us.
You're welcome, guys. Yeah, my pleasure.
Great to have you in here. So, Paul, I guess John and I had you on the... We're trying to corner you for the last little while, trying to get you in to come and talk to us.
I think it's been about 6 months, actually, that we've been like...
About that. So, yeah, you left Atlas to form your own business, Bee's Knees Catering. And how's that been going since, you know, since you started?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And things have been progressing quite along nicely. We have a kind of a unique catering company as we offer a mobile kitchen. So we can show up and cook the food fresh on site and
right.
not have to, you know, put it in hot boxes and transport it. So it kind of sets us apart. And, you know, with the restaurant background that I have, I'm able to, you know, do restaurant quality catering.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the difference. I mean, I remember when you were setting it up, when you were getting started and building it, and you had just this massive hulk of a trailer. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, there's no way that you would possibly need that for catering events. But it's just as you said, most caterers will do a lot of their prep offsite, get everything started, get everything going, and then deliver and assemble on site. Whereas you actually just park a full kitchen and you do it right there. So, I mean, the quality, the freshness, everything, it's beyond what everybody else is capable of right now. It's really what gives you the advantage.
Yeah, it does. And more people don't want to do the venues and halls. They want to do the backyard summer weddings,
right.
you know, family homes and fields and farmers fields and, you know, set the tents out there and just have, you know, your nice backyard wedding. And that's where we fit that role really nicely. We just pull in, set up, cook it, pull out, and they love it.
Perfect.
I'd like to chat a little bit about this because it's not just a trailer. You have like a kitchen. Like you're almost set up the same as the Atlas Cafe is for a full kitchen.
It might be bigger than the Atlas Cafe's kitchen.
In some ways, it probably is.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, we have a full commercial oven, six burner stove, flat top, deep fryer, four sinks, double fridge, single fridge, freezer, all on board. Plus,
wow.
You know, we got generators, so we don't actually have to land. We don't even need power. We can just pull her up and start it up, the generator, and it runs everything that we need. So it's pretty cool. It's
wow.
not like it's just a sink and a hot plate. It's much more than that.
Yeah. I put my little cart to shame, my little 6x8 or whatever it was, that one that just had two sinks, and that was it, a couple of coolers. Yeah, it's fantastic. But speaking to that too, the quality of the food. I mean, you were talking too about how your experience, your background. You've pretty much can do the gamut. You can do everything from like, I don't know. I'm assuming you can do, from what I remember, from what your previous menus have been.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from like simple sort of comfort foods to full-on dining.
Yeah, we've done, you know, obviously with weddings is kind of the gearing of our company right now.
Right.
Is the kind of where we want to be and where we're pushing our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from we've done plated out of there for 150 people.
Wow.
You know, set up tents and stuff at the back. We just have the food coming out of the trailer. We've done like mini tapas menus for 90 people, 12 courses.
Right.
So it's kind of developed more than just buffets, which is good for the wedding industry. And it's good as a caterer to do that. It gives more of a choice and options to the guests. And with my style of food, I can, if whatever they want, I can create. I'm not limited to one style of food.
Right.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should even just talk a little bit about your background. Because you're not originally from the Comox Valley.
No, I guess I've been here almost 6 years. Yeah, pretty close to six now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But I grew up in the Okanagan. Started cooking when I was 15 at a little Mexican restaurant. You know, I started as a dishwasher, actually, and 3 days later I was working the line.
And that's it's funny how that happens, eh?
I keep telling my mom it's because of her tuna balls she used to make me. That's the reason why I became a chef, because I hated those things. So that's kind of where I started out and put myself through school, and so I could play hockey and did the cooking on the side. And yeah, I just fell in love with it. Loved the pressure, loved the stress, and then worked a few restaurants in the Okanagan, and made myself out here to the West Coast to work in Tofino at Long Beach Lodge as their sous chef for a few years. And I had a baby and moved back to Vernon, and then moved back to the island and worked at Atlas for about 4 years, and loved it. Don't want to leave. Love the area. Love the island.
Wow. Yeah.
You kind of set up roots here now, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you'd have to pry me out of here now.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the general theme of everybody that we talk to on the show is everybody seems to be transplanted or from here and went ventured out. But everybody always, I mean, when culinarily speaking, everybody always wants to come back to the Valley, you know. And I mean, that's not the only tie, but it's just funny that everybody that we know in the food industry always ends up back here.
Well, there's so much to offer. Yeah. I mean, you got fresh seafood, you got tons of farms and everything. You got wineries. It's just, it's amazing.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And you get the joy that you get to go around to all those different places now and cook there at them, right?
Exactly, yeah. Like Coastal Black's a pretty good one that we like to go to. And the distillery now, the Shelter Point Distillery, it's pretty fun being out there. But unfortunately, now they're making their whiskey. We won't be doing very many events there as they're not doing as many weddings in the summer.
Right. Their own whiskey's pouring out. So.
Exactly, yeah. It's a little too hot and a little too busy in there to be doing a wedding and trying to make their whiskey. So.
Right.
Well, that's a good point. What happens now being that weddings are predominantly a summer thing, and you've skewed your business towards more or less catering to weddings. What happens in the off season? Do you have ideas? Are you worried about finding gigs or?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. Our first year wasn't so bad. Mm-hmm. It was still a worry because, like, Christmas season here, it's kind of hard without a venue, and most places go to a place with a venue, has a kitchen, you know, and the parties are not that big. They're, 20, 30 people, so they're not renting out the halls to do it, right? And I mean, we were lucky enough, we did 11 Christmas parties last winter, but no one booked them until like 2 weeks before. So we're sitting there like, what are we going to do? Like, should we go get jobs? Like, and then all of a sudden, bam. But this year, we got an opportunity that we subcontracted our catering company out to a cat skiing lodge called the White Grizzly, just outside of Caslow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll be cooking for their guests there for 3 months over the winter. And And hopefully, from talking to the owner, she'd like to keep it going, seeing how it goes this year. And maybe that'll be our winter gig.
Wow, that's cool.
Nice. So you get a little bit of time to get away and cook somewhere else and do some different style of food, right?
Exactly, yeah. And it's really comfortable being there, and we get a nice place to stay. I get to create new menus every day for the guests, and they're from all over the world too. They travel there. It's kind of a your extreme cat skiing resort.
Wow.
Not for your average person.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great. I always wonder what people that have seasonal employment, how do they offset? But obviously you've found the perfect niche for.
Yeah, it just kind of, we looked into it and it just kind of fell in.
Yeah.
But now though, too, as we get more popular, because we're coming up on our second year now, a lot of people know us. So we're starting to get the school districts phoning us, and they're switching from other companies that they've used forever because they want to try someone different.
Right.
And then once we do a couple of these, then they're like, oh my God, this is by far better.
Yeah.
We want to use you guys, but at the same time, it's not worth us staying for the slow times because you'd have to do 30 different little functions,
right,
or more to even make it through through the month. So,
yeah. Well,
so I guess even with your catering, you find yourself doing a lot of different events all the time. Like, I wonder if we could just go into some of those events that you've done. Like, I know weddings, I guess, is your bread and butter, but what other kind of things have you done with the catering truck?
At first we started out, we did some of the festivals and stuff. We did a couple bluegrass festivals, Canada Day, and kind of more of a food truck kind of idea was our startup, mm-hmm. just to kind of
right.
see where
we
could do.
Right, maybe the air show.
Yeah. Yeah, the air show.
Let's get on the air show.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. We sold out in 2 hours, so that was nuts.
Yeah, and you had, I think, too, you had planned on, I mean, I have a food cart, and I don't know if some of the listeners that will, I don't even know if they'll remember that, but you had planned on bringing food for, I think you said you prepped for 1,000?
Yeah. And
about 1,000.
About 1,000, but we were a little shy under. Yeah. At the end of the day, when we did our final count, we prepped for 700. It was what we sold
right.
in those 2 hours. So it was intense.
Yeah, absolutely. Really? Because I mean, I don't have the, my cart isn't designed the same way as yours is or whatever, but I'd be, you know, at a 10-hour stint doing 500-600 covers is generally my average on any of my events.
Yep.
And, you know, there's times when things can, you know, pressure can be on and things get a little hectic. But the fact that you put out 700 in 2 hours,
it was
just amazing.
And we just dumbed her down, too. We did, you know, miso calamari. We had open-faced tuna tostada tacos and beef tostada tacos. And then we just did a taco salad. So yeah. Those four items, that was it. And, like, we had it set up so we were ready to go when it was lunch. And everything was warm, hot, and bam. Yeah. Every 30 seconds, it was like, bam, out the window. Out the window, out the window. Yeah, so, yeah. And, you know, and that was kind of our starting point. And then after doing Canada Day this year with the truck, we decided that it's not our thing. We don't want to do it anymore. So food festivals and those kind of events, we're not going to do. We're not going to pursue them. I mean, there's odd time. Like, we did a wedding this summer where another caterer did it. But they wanted us there to do a late night snack. So we just served it at the food truck. Did little mini sliders for them. I'll do something like that.
Right.
But I'm not going to put myself in the festival scene or anything like that. I mean, I'd do another air show. Because it was good.
It's guaranteed money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you know you can sell out, you don't have to worry about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, in the summer too, it's private events and private functions as well. It's not just weddings.
Right.
So unfortunately, we have been doing a lot of celebrations of life. Mm-hmm. And which is it's good. I mean, we can fill that void for the people that need that kind of services instead of just getting, you know, your party trays from Thrifties and stuff. So
then
they appreciate it, right? Because they want to have good food, just like anyone else does. And,
right.
And then, you know, we got our, you know, backyard barbecues and that kind of thing too. And we started to get into with the doctors and doing some doctors' events and you know, going away parties. So I can't really say we're just weddings. So
right. But yeah.
But that's all summer stuff. That's the time when that happens mostly for us is the biggest time of the month, the biggest time of the year.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
So when someone comes in and hires you for catering, what happens? Like, I just for some of the listeners that may not really deal with caterers on a regular basis, like they phone you up and they say, look, I'm having a wedding for 100 people. What do you do with them? Like, how do you treat your customers and what do you try and provide for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It kind of varies too. Like, a lot of the people, they know what they want, so it's pretty straightforward.
Right.
And a lot of the people we have to work through, and we just go from basically, you know, where your venue is, how many people you have, what kind of food you want, and then kind of been developing and creating menus with them and doing the emails back and forth. And yeah, so it's good if you are looking for a caterer to kind of know what kind of food you want and what kind of style of food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, we just go through it with them, go through the bases, and just create a menu that they can meet their budget and with their needs.
Right.
Which is challenging.
Yeah, really no, absolutely, absolutely. So you're not really, like, you don't have set menus at price points that you can offer them. You more or less customize every time.
Yeah, we were. And now we're just finishing our website, actually. We're working on it today.
Right.
So it's been a year and a half process just to get the content right. So now we're going to have some set information for people. Because there is a lot of people that just want, you know, they want to look at a menu and be like, bam, that's it.
Right,
They don't have the time to have 25 emails back and forth. Because sometimes that's the process you have to go through.
Right.
You know, with special items and with brides. And especially with brides, they know what they want. And it takes some time to develop those menus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the same aspect, too, there's the people that want to see the menus. They want to see the price points. They don't want to, you know, go back and forth 100 times with us. And so that's kind of where we're leading to now, is having more of the just this is what we can offer. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I shied away from that in the past was because I can offer whatever you want.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to just give someone a menu and be like, here, this is what we can do. Right.
So, yeah, so basically you're saying you've got this menu out there now, but you're flexible.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So what, you said a website. I didn't know you had a website now. What's your website?
Our website is thebeesneescatering.ca.
And that's bees spelled B-E-E-Z.
Yeah, and K-N-E-E-Z.
K-N-E-E-Z, okay.
Yep, so it's been put together, the same lady that did all of our branding, which we get lots of compliments on.
You do, that's some fantastic graphics work you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that sets us apart too, and driving the big truck around town, people comment a lot. I don't know if they're all good comments, but so our website's going to be up, and it'll have all of our set menus on there for people to look at, menus though, of course, and just a brief description of what we can do and the service that we provide.
Wow. So. Perfect. So what's next? Where do you see it going? Where do you plan on taking this? Are you happy with where it is now? Or do you continue, like, just to see it continue as is, or do you want to go bigger?
I want to go bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really would like to have, like, last summer we were doing two weddings a weekend sometimes.
Right.
And we had options to do three.
Right.
Obviously logistics, sometimes that doesn't work.
Right.
But I would like to see having another mobile kitchen.
Oh, wow.
I really would.
Nice.
And I think that in the summer months we can.
Right.
If we keep going the way we are. And then obviously as well as having maybe a home base office where people can come in and maybe we even split it off with a rental company or something like that. And just so they can come in, sit down a little bit more formal.
Right.
And mm-hmm. have an actual like on-site kitchen there and more of
right.
Yeah. So we can just cover every aspect of everything.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I got big plans. I don't know if they're all going to work, but I definitely have plans.
Well, if you don't have big plans, you can't get anywhere, right? You got to think big to actually get big.
Yeah, and it's just small steps, right? Because first of all, it's just trying to figure it all out, and then as things go, they just develop and they develop over time, and then more people know you, and right. and now we're kind of pushing more a little of the advertising and getting our name out there even more,
right?
Because we haven't really done a lot; it's been all word of mouth,
right.
And that's nice that you can do in the word of mouth. Yeah, and yeah. I think that you get a lot of respect from that, from people.
But I think too, that you've, I mean, as an outsider, I think too, I mean, not that we had any doubts whatsoever, but I think too, you've been active enough for long enough and nobody's had anything bad to say about you that you've definitely developed a reputation. So, you know, now now is the time to start pushing because anybody can ask around about you and they're only going to hear good things.
Yeah, it's been great. The feedback we've had from everyone, I haven't had a negative comment to my face, which has been nice. So every bride and every event that we've done, they are on our Facebook. They've done reviews on our business and our service. So it's really nice for us. And that's kind of why I like what I'm doing right now. It's a lot different than working in the back of the house and slaving away. I get to change people's lives and touch them with food and get the gratification instantly. So
absolutely.
It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, well, fantastic.
It's a nice feeling to step out of the kitchen sometimes and,
oh, for
and,
sure.
and have that direct contact with your customer. Because I know a lot of times I don't get it, but...
You never get it.
I don't get out of the kitchen much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get a lot of praise, but might be third hand. Yeah, it's really nice, and I like it, and I enjoy it, and I just can see it getting bigger.
Yeah, well, you definitely deserve it because I know a hard worker you are, and absolutely. I always comment to everyone about Paul. I'm like, Paul was the machine at the Atlas. Like, there was no guy who could do more prep and get more food out of this place than anyone I've ever worked with.
It's amazing. So. I forget because. We're lucky enough that you still make yourself available every once in a while when we're in a pinch at work. And I forget when you show up and you're cooking that night. Just it's astounding how fast you can put food out there. And it's still just impeccable quality. Like, it just blows me away. I forgot about that speed back when you worked there. So,
well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I mean, I loved working at Atlas. And, John, you've been great to work for. And it was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
And, I guess that's kind of where my background went, too. I had a lot of that experience of high volume, fast pace, and keeping the quality up. So,
yeah.
And that helps me with my business because most of the time it's a one-man show for me. Right. I bring people in just for the event, just to help me serve.
Right. And but it's still you doing all the cooking, all the prep, all that.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have that control sometimes, you know, like then you know the sauce is good because no one else has had their hand in it, right?
That's right, yeah. And a lot of people are like, so what did you put in there? And I'm like, well, a bunch of things, yeah.
I don't take notes when I work.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to.
Well, it's been great sitting down with you, Paul. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad I was able to come in. I know we've been trying to do this for a while, and
yeah,
I'm glad that I was able to
yeah
be part of the show.
Yeah, great.
Well, so we should just get some information here before you go. So if people are looking for catering for a wedding or such or any other, any sort of catering, I guess, out there, what's your phone number?
250-339-0881. Yeah, just give us a shout. And if you can't reach us, we do have voicemail and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can email us at info@thebeesknees.ca. And that's with BEEZKNEEZ. And we'll email you back right away. And it can be any event, big or small.
Can people flexible. Still, sorry, can people still find you on Facebook too?
They can. We also, yeah, a lot of our media is on Facebook. We are on Twitter too, but mostly Facebook is, you can find our reviews there, pictures of events that we've done, weddings that we've done. Perfect. So, and then obviously check out our website. We'll be posting on our Facebook when we have that ready to go. So
awesome.
Excellent.
Well, I wish you nothing but continued success.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to us at the Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. We graciously accept donations to help with the operating costs of the podcast or local ingredients to create new dishes in the Edible Valley Test Kitchen. Check out our website at ediblevalley.com. Check out our website at
ediblevalley.com. And like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at Edible Valley. Email us with your questions and comments at ediblevalley@gmail.com. We would love to hear your suggestions for guests or what you'd like to hear on our show. And don't hesitate to send John your cooking questions or pick our brains for local food information.
Keep it local.
Remember, keep it local.